Three non-commercial offerings over the next week, including Laurel and Hardy, a really strange-looking conglomeration from France, and the movie that made Clint Eastwood an international star. Friday features the Clint Eastwood movie, which follows Kurosawa's Yojimbo so closely, a legend has it that Yojimbo was used as a screenplay, A Fistful of Dollars, directed by Sergio Leone, 7:30 in the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway, courtesy of Wichita Film Festivals. The same Friday, the Laurel and Hardy Fan Club is showing The Live Ghost, Pack Up Your Troubles, and You Nasty Spy, which I believe stars the Three Stooges and was the first anti-Nazi movie released by Hollywood, at 6:30 in Calvary United Methodist Church, 2525 North Rock Road. And Sunday at 7:30, the usual blank page gallery movie is Paris Je T'aime, Paris I Love You, from France, in 2006, a sort of amalgamation of vignettes listing an incredible cast, including directors like Coen Brothers, Gus Van Sant, and Wes Craven, as well as actors like Maggie Gyllenhaal, Steve Buscemi, and Ben Gazzara. And commercially, we have the somewhat experimental Disney's A Christmas Carol. It's somewhat experimental because it continues the new convention of adapted photography familiar from Polar Express and Beowulf, with certainly greater success than Polar Express, but still a tendency to work better with caricatures than with normal-looking people. It's also in 3D, which I did not see, but you can tell when director Robert Zemeckis gets overwhelmed with his third dimension, especially near the end, when a totally unnecessary horror ride sends Ebenezer Scrooge soaring like Spider-Man through a catalog of horrors and attacks that have virtually nothing to do with either plot or theme. The sequence is well done, but out of place and too intense for tiny moviegoers, to quote a Wichita reviewer from some years past. It isn't the only place where 3D takes over, but it's the only one that really bothers. The others are just ceilings that are unnecessarily high and aerial sweeps that are cliches and unrevealing. The character of Scrooge is extremely well done, but none of the others, except maybe the ghost of Marley, are particularly notable. I thought Gary Oldman looked too much like a simple-minded juvenile, and Bob Hoskins too much like a tree-ornament Santa Claus, and the heroine was as flat as Snow White. But in general, the visuals were suitable to the material and well enough done, if surprisingly conventional, almost stereotyped for Dickens characters. Dialogue is, as always with A Christmas Carol, lifted pretty totally from Dickens, with all the famous speeches about sprigs of holly through the heart and God blessing us everyone intact, for which I was grateful. Some things are so perfect you don't tamper with them even in 3D. Fezziwig's business seemed to rival a small corporation for size, though, and Scrooge's nephew seemed to be dining with the royal family. I also didn't care for Scrooge's undickensian fear of death as such, or for his reformation being celebrated with joy to the world the Lord has come, as if equating the renewed Scrooge with God himself. But these are little matters, and will probably disturb few except the Grinches. It's too bad, in a way, that such traditional Christmas fare is only marginally suitable for the kiddies, but it's more likely the parents will be upset by the scary stuff which all the supposed classic Disneys include. If I had kids, I'd take a chance and take them with me to Disney's A Christmas Carol. They're tough. They'll get over it. Jim Erickson, over and out.